Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. In the last issue, Matt sacrificed his friendship with Foggy just to save Foggy's life. But was it worth it? Let's find out in this issue. We go into the next issue, issue 49, and we get Matt walking into his apartment, and he's done with Daredevil. He doesn't want to be Daredevil anymore.
Do this.
Oh, every single hero. Every single
Spider-Man.
One.
Spider-Man. I don't want to be Spider-Man.
Batman did it.
Everybody
Superman's done it.
Iron Man's done it.
Hawk?
No. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say he has.
Well, in the movie's like, no, I don't want to come out and fight.
Hold on.
That's different than being self-pitied.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be.
And being the weenie.
Like Banner doesn't want the Hulk to ever come out. Hulk doesn't want to stop being Hulk.
Yeah.
Like, Batman will stop being Bruce Wayne. Iron Man will stop being. It happened in earlier. Or
Batman stopped being Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, that was when Batman. That was when Bruce Wayne was on trial for murder.
Nuts.
Yeah, he was.
You're done here.
I will say, this apartment that he lives in is pretty lavish.
I want a Technicolor floor.
It's like he's playing.
Well, it's not even.
What's the left hand right or left hand red?
Twister?
Yes! Twister floor!
Wow.
Where do I go from here?
Which is funny because, you know, he's blind. He can't see the colors anyway.
That's a good call.
Maybe he'd pay them himself just not knowing.
Poor guy.
That'd be bad. But no, I was referring more to, like, he's got this, looks like an ornate banister along with, like, some of these pretty awesome looking cabinets and just. Whatever the heck that thing is, looks like a heat lamp or something. I don't know.
It's just a regular lamp.
Why can't it just be a lamp? Why you gotta discriminate?
Because I hate cold lamps.
Mm-mm.
But he is done being Daredevil. He started doing it when he was younger. I'm gonna say quote unquote younger days, because he's still like, I know he looks like he's like 40, but I'm pretty sure he's supposed to still be in his like 30s. I don't know. They never really give age as well in comics.
I just don't understand why he never takes his glasses off. Even taking his shirt off, glasses stay on.
Oh, they pop off here. Oh, actually, yeah, you're right. When he takes off the Daredevil costume.
Yeah.
They're skewed a little bit.
No, but is he putting on the Daredevil costume?
No, he's taking it off. He had it underneath
his
other outfit.
I thought he was like, I'm going to put this on, but no, I can't.
He had it underneath his Riddler outfit.
Just this green outfit he's wearing. Right. Yes. But no, he's fed up with Daredevil. He can't keep going as Murdoch and Daredevil. Because the life of Daredevil cost him his relationship with Karen and now his friendship with Foggy. All for what? All for the thrill of an excitement of whatever? Like, he's done. He doesn't want to do it anymore. So that's why he's, you know, taking off the costume and balling it up and throwing it away. But as he's going to put it all in a suitcase to get rid of it, he hears these moving gears in his closet. So he is, I mean, I guess he's gonna let, he knows the trap. He knows because he didn't leave anything mechanical in his closet. But the only way to spring the trap is by opening it. Although, personally, if I know that there's something bad in there,
I just leave.
What if you just left?
Like,
so
yeah,
I'm done. Bye.
It's not even my apartment. This is weird.
But he opens it up, and there's this armored robot.
Samurai.
Technically a Plastoid.
He looks like a samurai.
But it's not.
Plastoid?
Yeah, that's the name he's given later on. Like, we find out, I think, in the fourth issue of this art, or this
spoiler
collection.
Alert.
Yep. But he starts to attack Matt. And Matt is confused if he's trying to attack him, or if he wants to attack him, or Daredevil. The robot itself is odd looking. Like, the collar, the flared collar he has is kind of.
And the German helmet.
Yeah. Well, actually, I can see where you get the samurai, because that definitely looks like a samurai helmet.
Yeah, that's definitely a samurai.
So he's just attacking Murdoch. And now, one thing I will point out
You know, he's got his glasses off right now. They never show his eyeballs.
No.
Ever. So it looks like it's just all dark circles. Does he even still have eyes?
Mm. I think so. It's just shadow.
It's a lot of shadow. Like, they never show his eyeballs. Ever. In any of these issues.
If they showed eyeballs, he wouldn't be blind. Logic.
No.
What? Yes. No. Logic.
What? But, you know, Matt's fighting back. And to no avail, like, the android is taking his attacks. But eventually he's able to finally, like, get one on him. Like, he threw a blanket on him or something and was able to blind him for a second. And that's when he realizes that the android has got a plastic body. So every punch he throws, every
There's nothing.
Attack he gives him is just being absorbed. But he's able to do something. I don't really know what, but he messes with the android circuits to where it's all out of sync. So he's able to actually get a couple licks in there. But the android was self-repairing. Well, and we see on his chest, he's got these numbers. And when he was out of sync, it's down to zero. Once he readjusts, it gets back down up to 10.
He was saying he had to adjust his speed circuit so then he can match the speed of Daredevil. So yes. Then he's equal.
Yes.
And then Daredevil freaks out after that.
And we will get more on that here in a minute. Daredevil was caught off guard with that. And the robot is able to knock him out, get him unconscious. And then he picks him up and starts walking away from Matt's apartment, leaving his apartment just trashed. But as he's leaving, he hears a sound, and it's tapping of a cane, and then, you know, the growl of a dog.
Grr.
I will point out that where his numbers were at, it now says take cover. Because his main priority was
take out Daredevil.
Protect himself. That's his main function. So he must leave his victim and flee. Makes total sense, right?
Mm-hmm. What a victim.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's not knocked out. But we are introduced to Willie Lincoln. And he's another blind man. And I had to... The very next page, it actually says, you know, you know all about Matt and Willie from issue 47. I went back and looked at that one. What it was, Willie was a army man that he got hurt in battle, came back home, and he had been framed. He was a cop, and he had been framed by Biggie Benson, who we're going to be introduced here in a second, for taking a bribe. And so Willie's name got drug through the mud. He got kicked off the force, all this stuff. He met, after he was blinded over in Vietnam, he came back home, met up with Matt Murdock, the lawyer. Matt was able to get him off and basically reinstate his name.
Okay.
So that's how they became friends, because of that. Because I was actually a little interested in that. Because, I mean, Willie's only in here for this issue alone. But Biggie's in it a couple different times. So. We leave Matt and Willie. We come over to Biggie Benson, who, as it says here, you know, tried to frame police officer Willie Lincoln. And he's talking to this man named Star Saxon. And he's telling him to get the android up to take care of attack Daredevil and attack Willie. Actually, I think just attack Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's mad because Willie helped put him in there. So Star's like, yeah, I'll do it. You know, whatever. I've got plans for this anyway, but I'll go ahead and take care of it. And then we see this is what how he gets to make this android attack Daredevil.
I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
No sense at all.
Did they make the word up? That has to be a made up word. There's no way that's a real word.
The scintillator?
No, the aromascope.
No, I'm actually
the aromascope. Put the picture in it.
So the robot is hooked up to this machine. this machine called the Scintillator. And what it does, the point of this machine is that Saxon can take a picture of anybody, put a special aroma on it, put it into the aromascope, which will then transfer the pheromones from the photo into the robot so that the robot can go find whoever the photo is.
And how did he get smells of Daredevil to begin with is what I want to know.
Your guess is as good as mine.
The members at the same gym.
No, that's not good as it is.
Maybe.
Let me smell your sweat.
Oh, God. That's just wrong. But that's, you know, he even says, you know, no matter where he hides, no matter how he's disguised.
Did you see the screen at the bottom of that page?
This one?
He's like winking.
Fully absorbed. Yeah.
He got all of the scent. All of Daredevil's scent.
We want something that's like a dog that can hunt people down, but it's a robot.
Yeah.
I feel like that's...
Can it still be find him by scent?
It's so messed up. Then he explains the numbers. He's the flickering numbers which appear in your triangular chest plate will indicate the degree of your operational efficiency. Scaled from 1 to 10, the higher the number, the greater your power. And any reading below 5 will indicate the need for immediate adjustment. So that's why earlier.
So basically, he has an operational level of 5 points, and anything below 5, he's done.
Mm-hmm.
But he can readjust and get back up to 10. But, which is why when Matt was attacking him, it got down to 0. He's like, I have to, you know, readjust, and he got back up to 10 and just pummeled Murdoch.
And ruined his life.
Well,
for a moment.
Gave him a headache. If nothing else. We go back to the present with Willie bandaging up Matt. And after he gets bandaged up, Matt basically asks for a shirt because, you know, he had no shirt on this entire time. Well, I guess he was actually getting ready to put... He was still in his apartment, so he was getting ready to, you know, put stuff away. And so he heads out after a quick talk with Willie. Matt realizes that if somebody like Willie could just put his life on the line for and have no superpowers, no special abilities, I need to go be Daredevil one more time to take care of this android. You know, just I'll do it one last time. So he suits up and he goes to, and it's funny you mentioned the gym earlier because they go to his gym. And yeah, so waiting for him is the android. Comes crashing through the wall. And Daredevil was ready for him. Like, he starts, you know, jumping on the, oh crap, what was it called? The rings?
The Olympic rings.
Thank you. Jump on those, swinging around, kicking them, punching them, doing whatever. But in mid-swing, the android grabs Daredevil, but before he can actually get a grip on him, he goes... Daredevil was able to slip through his grip because apparently Daredevil greased up his costume.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, I said that?
Yeah, he says it. Right,
yeah.
I have greased my costume.
Didn't expect me to have that, huh?
So then he jumps over him, smacks his hiney, and then he said, I'm going to headbutt your stomach. He goes for the headbutt.
Jigga jigga click.
And he goes, jigga jigga click. The jigga jigga is his butt.
But I can
the click is the headbutt.
Now things will be different.
You are doomed. Although he
sure, Charlie, sure.
He adjusts, but his triangle still says 0 on the next page.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Hmm. I do like how Daredevil
laziness.
Well,
you like how Daredevil what?
Well, he's like, maybe I can do a frontal assault because that'll jar loose his circuits, and the frontal assault didn't do shit. Like, he just knocked
he's
him on his ass.
Plastic.
Yeah, but right here he says, you know, he stiffened his body before
right.
I could hit him, and it's like running into a stone wall. He's able to control his... He may be plastic, but he's still able to control his density, I guess? Not his destiny. He's not George McFly.
And this is what I'm confused about. So the next scene, he's like, we're in a gym. I'm going to roll him up in a mattress.
It's a floor pad.
It's a mattress.
It's a floor pad. I mean...
No, the mat. Yeah, it's the mat. It definitely looks like a floor mat.
You're not wrong. It looks like a mattress, sure. But it's a floor mat. And yes, you're right. The android takes that because since he can't grab Daredevil because his costume's all greased up, wraps him up in the mat, which...
Matt got wrapped up in a mat.
That's a good one to end on.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Daredevil story.